want to send that one out to our good friend, Mr. Ed Reamer, the Seventh Gypsy Moss, making us sound pretty good. Ed's going to be there on bass this Friday at the Burren, playing with the Phil Aiken Band. Come down and help us celebrate our record release.
And Ed Reamer will also buy you a beer.
Sorry, Ed.
This one's called No Respect for Tomorrow.
To lift up, but carry on we must. City of light and money can't buy you enough. City at night in the dark can be so rough. What do you see now? Do you close your eyes like me? Tomorrow's as far as yesterday. Do you think you can dance when the sky's about to fall? Do you think you can dance when they're starving across the hall? Do you think you can dance when now no one cares at all? Is tomorrow now just another day? And I don't look at you the same way.
Oxygen tank.
Got a couple more. Thanks to Joel and the crew for having us down. We are the Gypsy Moss. Check out our new album, Sounds On. It's on Rumbar Records. Found all over the place, all your favorite streaming platforms, and our Bandcamp page, and Rumbar's Bandcamp page, and hopefully on your phone or device sometime soon. This one's called Turn It Down.
Thank you.
sex and drums. Some of it's tragic, bass and drugs. To be realistic, I've had enough. I'm a what can a poor boy do?
This one's from our first record from last summer, or second record, first record on Rumbar Records. The album is called Following the Races. This song is called For All I Care.
Go through life like it revolves around you. You have no time for no one else. Yet you wonder why when someone doesn't say goodbye. Go on, get lost for all I care. I don't see a single reason to.
Thanks, everybody. We have a quick change on something. We are actually, this is our last song. Thanks to Joel and everybody here at WMFO for having us down tonight. We have the Gypsy Moths, Matt Michelli on the drums, Mark Donahue on keyboards, Scott Miller on saxophone and flute, Phil Thompson on the bass, Steve O'Brien on lead vocals and guitar. My name's Chris Conway on guitar. And our grand leader, Mr. John Lutz, is here as well, manning the ship as always. This one's called Slow Healer. Come down and see us if you could this Friday night at the Burren. It's us, Phil Aiken, in the back room, 6 p.m. doors. Gypsy Moss on at 7, Phil Aiken at 8. Check out our new record, Sounds on Rumbar Records. Good night. We love you and thanks.
Good night, Boston. Can't stop the bleeding.
Dreaming of a life I'll never know. The Gypsy Moths, everybody. Thank you very much to them for appearing on the program. Fantastic performance. We'll be talking with them a little bit later on in the show. For now, though, let's get back to some music. Here's Pilgrims of Yearning with Storms.
Thank you.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, College Radio. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Number one spot for New England local goodies. In that last block, we had Storms by Pilgrims of Yearning. Following that, Harlequinade by Patrick S. Berry. And just a bit ago, Remember the Time by Fifth Business. And hey, it seems like the studio is a little bit more populous than it was just a few moments ago. We have the Gypsy Moths with us in the studio, just fresh off of their whirlwind performance in the Studio D studio, a mere couple of yards away. Introduce yourselves if you like.
We're going to build bunks. Is that cool? Because we're not leaving.
Yeah, we just want to stay here.
Oh, wow.
Somebody records.
Was that an option? That would definitely cut my commute down quite a bit for the once a month that I'm here.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you for popping on. You guys did a great performance. Tell Malibu I said hi.
We will. Absolutely.
Rumbar.
Yeah, Rumbar Records. Good stuff on there. I think I might have played one of your tracks the last time I was here. I forget which one it was.
Oh, right on.
Thank you. It was like right on the Bandcamp site.
Oh, cool.
I think it was like latest single. It had like a merry-go-round, I think, on the cover.
Yeah, that's Tilt-A-Whirl. Yeah, we played that
tonight.
Tilt-A-Whirl,
that's it. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's our little love letter to... You seem like you're probably way too young to remember this, but we all grew up on the South Shore, and there was a... amusement park called Paragon Park that we wrote a little ode to.
I am not familiar with Paragon Park.
Yeah, it's an amusement park.
It's long gone.
Long gone.
And we decided to make a commercial for it.
It was the commercial that never happened.
That is incredibly... That I like the different layers of that. That'd be like someone making a song about Whalum Park now.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
That's
right.
Exactly
that was
where
our
it came from.
Our Whalum Park. Thank you.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. So... there are a lot of people in the studio right now.
Yes.
Like, this is the most amount of people I've seen, like, performing in a band for, like, a studio performance that isn't a ska band.
We're definitely not a ska band. Yeah, we're the six-man bicycle.
You got a saxophone, though.
Yes, we do.
An amazing one. Mr. Scott Miller.
All right.
And we brought our friend John with us, who's kind of our road manager, den mother,
You can't see it because this is an audio medium, but
right,
he just
exactly.
waved.
Imagine, if you will, a seventh gypsy moth.
Yes. Like, paint the picture in your head.
Exactly. Radio.
Using the visual medium of audio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us down. It was a treat to play on MFO. We all love the station, and On the Town is an amazing show. So many great shows on here. Actually, Steve and I were invited down about a month ago on Skybar's show to be able to talk about the record.
Ah, very nice.
And the album's called Sounds On, Malibu Lou's Rumbar Records. And we were talking about this during the performance, but come on down to the Burren. We're doing a record release party this Friday night. It's a dual record release show, us and Phil Aiken Band, who are also celebrating the release of their fabulous brand new record.
Mm.
Burren Back Room, 6 p.m. doors. We're on at 7, and Phil Aiken's on at 8 o'clock.
Nice little early matinee for Saturday night.
It's Friday night.
Oh,
and we're getting
Friday,
old,
Friday
so,
the 15th.
Yeah, we got to go on early.
Every person that comes in and says that they heard us on the Town, Matt's going to buy them the drink of their choice. So.
Yes.
That is quite a that's quite a promise to be making.
Right.
That's Matt Michelli. He'll buy you a beer.
His social security number is.
And if you don't catch him that night, you can catch up to him. It's Matt Michelli at myspace.net.
That's Matt Michelli at edu.org.
Right, exactly.
.gov. Oh, man. Have you got any other... What other shows have you got coming up in the pipeline? Obviously, the Burren one is a pretty big one.
Yeah, the
Burren release and whatnot.
Totally, yeah. That's one we're totally stoked about. We're also playing... We've been close with the Martin Richard Foundation for a long time, Team MR8. So Martin was a young fellow who was unfortunately... killed on the day of the Boston Marathon bombings, and they've established this great foundation where we've been able to have the great fortune of playing a bunch of events that they've had over the years, and they invited us back to play one. It's on Sunday, October 15th. Mm. I believe the 15th is the date. So the Team MR8 does like a 5K road race in the city of Boston on early Sunday morning. So somebody's going to have to wake us up. But we're playing at like 11 on Sunday morning at the Cisco Brewing after. So it's the after race party.
Ah.
So it's kind of a funky gig, non-rock and roll club, but it's a organization that's near and dear to us, and we're honored to be invited.
They do great work.
I mean, like, you're playing at a brewery, which might as well be like the new rock and roll club.
Totally, yeah. And you know that,
like, especially around Massachusetts, I feel like breweries are really like picking up the slack.
100%.
As like all the smaller like O'Brien style venues are like closing down.
Absolutely, yeah. And we all cut our teeth in the clubs like the Rat, TT the Bears, the Linwood. All of them gone now, so our band has kind of been pretty nimble in a lot of ways that we play all sorts of rooms. Like, we've checked every box. We played the South Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade. We've played a Chinese restaurant lounge. We've played a bunch of breweries. We've played a bunch of gin joints. We've played a bunch of rock clubs, and you know, we kind of look at it as an opportunity to get our music in front of people.
And we're all alcoholics.
Yeah. Well, that helps, but so we're not snobby about where we're going to play.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, we're also going to be playing, speaking of breweries, at Notch Brewery in Brighton on Thursday, December 7th.
Nice.
With the Rock and Bob Punk Band and our label mates, Stop Calling Me Frank. Check us out on all the social media stuff, Facebook, Instagram, thegypsymossband.com, Bandcamp. We're pretty good about posting all our gigs. We've got some other stuff coming up over the winter.
Sounds like our ride's
here. Very nice. Oh.
Yeah, our ride's here.
Very nice. I have some friends who just did a gig at Notch not too long ago. My friends in Threat Level Burgundy and Time and Place.
Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
I've been to Notch for like some gigs before. That's been a fun time. Have you got any other recordings coming up on the horizon? Like, obviously, like, the album is going to be a big one. Is it pretty much, like, back to the studio once that's all done? Or, like, what other big plans are on the horizon?
Jesus, I hope not.
It depends on how much cajoling
let's make some more promises.
You're
going to
get
right
in trouble
now
here.
While there's audio evidence.
Yeah, we're actually going back into the studio in a few weeks. We have 12 brand new songs ready to roll. We'll learn them as we go, and the new album will be out in February. That's Fantasyland. We'll see. We got a bunch of tunes.
I think that's the Police.
Yeah, they're coming to drag me away for dragging these guys into the studio.
That's being produced by Brian Eno, right?
Yeah. Actually, we want to give a shout-out. Exactly right. That's our ambient record. Yeah, yeah. Sirens Come for Steve. We gave him a little shout-out during the performance, but we want to say hello to our friend Ed Reamer, who is our partner in Audio Crime. We recorded Ed's barn. He helps us sound as good as we can. And he's actually the bass player in Phil Aiken's band on Friday night.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I'm sure we'll have some new music before long. If you dig what you heard tonight, you can also go back and check out our last record, Following the Races, which came out last summer on Rumbar Records.
Fantastic. And where else can people, like, if you want to check you out, if they want to, like, if you want to plug your socials and whatnot, Bandcamp pages and all that sort of whatnot?
Yeah, just look up the Gypsy Moss Band on Facebook, Instagram. You can go to our website. We do not have a platform on Twitter, X. We did, but we weren't using it.
Yeah, I don't begrudge anyone for not bothering with Twitter anymore. Yeah. It's kind of become a huge, like, train wreck.
Yeah. We're really active on our website, thegypsymossband.com, and our Bandcamp page, as well as, you know, our superstar hero Malibu Lou from Rumbar. Lou is just amazing. So any Rumbar outlet that you find, you know, Lou's Bandcamp page, he's super active on Facebook and all the social media stuff. So if you can't find us by looking for us, There is one other Gypsy Moss band.
I've met Malibu Lou. He's a stand-up guy. It's been a while since I've talked with him, though.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. One of the best days of in this band was the day that we connected with Lou, and he's just been so amazing to us. But yeah, if you can't find it through just looking for Gypsy Moss.
Or you can just come down the house on Wednesday nights. We're usually there rehearsing.
307 Emerson Street, South Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh.
Uh-oh. He said that. I didn't, honey.
any more last-minute promises you want to make before we get back into some music?
Yeah, I guess keep on rocking. Thanks for having us.
The ghost
us
of Clarence Clemens is going to be guesting as well on the Brian Eno-produced album.
Probably. Scott, what do you think?
Yeah. I like
it. Special appearances by... special appearances by the ghost of Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be good.
That'd be quite a get.
I left my heart.
Oh, he's with us. He's with us in the room right now. You can't see it because, as mentioned before, this is an audio medium. But he is just the ghost of Tony Bennett. Is just kind of swirling around the room right now.
I've got a face for radio.
And everyone's acting like nothing's wrong. All right, that was the Gypsy Moth. Thank you very much for popping into the studio and for your incredible performance. Incredibly incredible performance in Studio D, not more than a couple moments ago.
Still sweating.
All right. Gonna bring it back to some music. All this talk of rumbar has put me in a real rumbar mood. Here's yet another rumbar artist for you. Here's Hambone Skinny with Whiskey Mind. Right here.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Pieces into the dark.
positively spacious. In that last block, Hambone Skinny with Whiskey Mind. Following that, Guillermo Sexo with Graffiti Sky. After that, Lex Black with Alone, brand new from Lex Black. And just then, we've just listened to Collapser with A Ghost and the Sea. This is, of course, On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. We are into hour three, and we're already starting to reach the end of our time together. But fret not, still got a couple more songs for your enjoyment pleasure. Starting us off with a new block, here's Old Moon with Past Lives.
We'll be right back.
And closing us out for the night with two final songs. First up, we had Old Moon with Past Lives. And just then, we're closed out with Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion with their new track, Nick Street. That about does it for On the Town with Mikey D for tonight. We will see you back again here next week for more local goodies of the New England varietal. I will be back in about a month or so, but until then, enjoy yourself. That's my catchphrase now. I just decided. Anyway, bye-bye.